One of the things I said in my book, Worth Living, is your life is worth living and you are worth loving. And so if you're feeling like you're not worth loving, that is just not the truth. You are an amazing creation of God. There's only one of you on the whole planet. And so in light of that, just walk in love and be loved. I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to Patreon sponsor Phil Martinson. I'm so grateful for his partnership in getting this show out into the corners of the world. I would love to see it in some closed countries. Let's see if we can get it into Saudi Arabia or somewhere like that. It would be really cool. So if this podcast has really blessed you and helped you to pray better, or just to know that you're not alone in prayer, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and you can sponsor the podcast for as little as a dollar and as up to $1 million, which I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, it just helps to pay for the engineering and the hosting and all of that. So thank you so much for that. Hey, today we're reading again from the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew 7. We continue our journey there in verses 17 through 20 in the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. It says this. So, and Jesus is talking, so every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this very practical advice that so many times, and I've prayed about this before, but it's very easy to be convinced by people's words, especially people with the skill of tongue lashing or the skill of articulation. We can hear all the fancy words and think, oh, they must be so spiritual. But you just remind us that there's something more to someone who's been transformed by you, and that has been their works. And of course, we know, obviously, Jesus, we're so grateful for what you've done on the cross. We know that we don't earn our salvation. They don't earn their salvation. No one can earn their salvation. That is only your act on the cross that causes us to be right with you. And so this is not about that. This is about once we have asked you into our hearts, and once we have had the Holy Spirit live and move and work inside of us, the natural outcropping of that is that we will become a tree that produces good fruit. Our roots will go down into the soil of your word. We will be watered by you, refreshed by you. The Spirit will be within us. We'll have that well of water welling up into eternal life. And so amazing. And so because of that, because we are that stream planted by, or that tree planted by water, we can't help but create great fruit. And so first, Lord, I pray for this. I pray for my listeners today that they would be trees planted by the water stream, by the well of water, that they would gather their nutrients from you every day through your word, through your presence, through prayer, through connecting with other believers. And then they would begin to not be discouraged, but that they would see the fruit. And Lord, I pray this week you would show us something like even small that we would be able to look back on this week and say, oh my gosh, wow. There's been some fruit in my life for all those years of prayer for that one person, or all those acts of kindness that I've tried to do for my child who maybe didn't recognize it, or my anger is less, or I'm not arguing as much. And Lord, we just want to see that fruit in our own life. But we also pray this week for discernment about people who we're confused about. And a lot of times those toxic friendships or those toxic relationships are ones where there's lots and lots of words and lots of convincing, but the fruit is not there. And so, Lord, help us to have discernment to kind of turn off or turn down the volume of the words and turn up our visual acuity to see if there is fruit being produced by that person. And Lord, we need that kind of discernment in this crazy world, especially this crazy online world where people can create facades and they can make themselves appear to be one thing when actually they are another. And Lord, we need discernment about wolves in sheep's clothing. We need discernment about Pharisees and hypocrites. We need discernment about who we should throw our pearls before. We need discernment about how which relationships we should invest in. And we just desperately need to know that. So I do pray that you would help us just to see the fruit, to discern the fruit, to understand the fruit, and to just be wise as you, Lord. Of course, you're wiser than anything else, and your wisdom is far above ours, but we have access to you through your Spirit who lives within us, and so we do ask for that wisdom today. Thank you so much for giving us another day to breathe air, to experience your world, to love people, to see flowers, and to be a part of this world that you've created. We're so thankful for that. And we love you for your creation. We love you for this this beautiful metaphor of fruit and trees. And it's something that every human being can relate to. We thank you for your word that has such practical advice. And we pray that you give us today our daily bread, as well as your presence to go with us throughout the day. We desperately need that, Jesus. And I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I do pray that you would live in light of knowing that you are worth loving and your life is worth living.